Christ. This is a Maximum Radio Network Global Work Time with Jesus Christ. Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. This is Maximum Radio Network, and this is our Global Time with Jesus Christ. I would like to welcome each and every one of you this morning on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory to Global Time with Jesus Christ. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and again, I welcome each and every one of you this morning on the prayer line. Our theme for today is Families Bow in Every Nation. And the scripture is taken from Psalm 22, verses 27. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation will bow down before him. Again, welcome everyone to Global Times with Jesus Christ. I pray that everyone had a good and blessed night rest and is ready to go before the Lord, seeking his face and asking him to answer our prayer and to bless us and listen to all our petition and our praise and praise report. I hope that everyone is hearing me. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless each and every one of you. Again, my name is Sister Christine LeMay, and I am standing in for Pastor Aubrey Gregory, who have an important meeting this morning concerning the restoration of our building. And I would like us to remember him in prayer so that God would grant him favor and God will do all that he has asked him to do concerning the restoration of our North Gospel Tabernacle building. We'll open in prayer this morning. And again, the theme for today is Families Bow in Every Nation. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for yet another day. We thank you for watching over us throughout the night and bringing us to see the morning light. And as we come before you this hour, Lord, we ask for forgiveness for our sins. We ask that you wash us one more time in your blood, that you cleanse us and you purge us with Christ. Father, we ask that you forgive us for every ungodly thought, word, or deed that we have done, knowing and unknowingly. Father, we ask that you will clear the atmosphere and that your anointing and your spirit will prevail on this prayer line this morning. And your people who are called by your name will come before you, Lord, forgetting our sins and forgetting our and giving up our evil way, Lord, and calling on your name to answer our prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As we know, we are this month is our prayer month to seek God for the city, and we are seeking God for the city of North. Today is our fifth day, because we was not here on Saturday and Sunday. So today, the theme for today is we are praying for on behalf of the Americas and the Caribbean, and the country today is El Salvador. the Falkland Islands, French Guiana, and Greenland. As Pastor had said, if you look on the map and you circle these areas, you'll have a vast idea of the places that we are praying for. I would like to start off this morning by beginning by praying for the ethnic communities, that God will bring racial harmony, that long-standing offenses may be healed by the forgiveness that begins in Jesus, that Christians show honor and act in Christ's reconciling power, that the beauty of distinctive languages and cultures could be on display in local churches. And we have a scripture here. It's taken from Psalm 24, verse 5 to 6. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, even as Jacob did. So this morning we are going to pray and ask for blessings over our ethnic community. We know we have a diverse community of different culture and different races. And we are seeking for God to bring us together as God people, bring us together as one, to seek God's blessing and to seek peace and to seek a transformation that God people would seriously and willingly seek his face for our community and the nation. So we're going to start off by praying for our immediate community, our surrounding community, the different businesses. We know we have different ethnic businesses. We have the Asian businesses, we have the Asian community, we have the Haitian community, we have the West Indian community, we have the African community, we have the Hispanic community, we have the African American community, we also have the Caucasian community. So we have a diverse ethnic community. And I would like someone to pray for the different ethnic businesses and communities in our surrounding areas. Okay. Would someone like to pray for Hello?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God,
thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name this morning, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, rising of the sun to the going down of the same, O God. Your name
yes,
is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, O God. We bless your name, O God. Lord God, we pray that, O God, that you would bring racial harmony, O God, that long-standing offense may be healed by the forgiveness that begins in Jesus Christ, O God, that Christian would show honor.
Yes, Father.
In Christ's reconciling power, O God, that the beauty of the distinctive languages and culture would be on display in local churches, O God. Father God, we lift up all these ethnic groups that we are all together as one. Bring us together, O God, as one. Let there be no racial differences in us, O God. Let us learn to understand each ethnic group, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you made us all as one, and you are no respecter of a person. oh God. You,
yes,
we are all the same in your sight, oh God. And we thank you and praise you, oh God, for your goodness,
yes,
oh God, because we are a people that has to live together on this earth.
Yes, Father.
And turn our hearts to you, oh God. Those that don't know you, oh God, we pray that they would take them by the rims of their minds, oh God, and let them realize that you are God. Let them realize that they need you in their lives, oh God, and let them realize that you are God all by yourself, and they don't need no other, oh God. And we just thank you, oh God, for these people. We have a lot of different ethnic groups in our community where we worship, and different business, that different ethnic group in that, and the business in our area, oh God. Let us come together as one. Let us learn to love one another as you taught us to do. Love one another as we love ourselves, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we give you praise and glory and honor, oh God, that you so rightly deserve. And you said in your words, at all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation will bow down before him. That's Psalms 22:27. So every nation has to bow. At the sound of that name of Jesus, every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess that you are King of kings and you are Lord and Lord, and you are a soon and coming King. Lord God, we just thank you for who you are and what you mean to us in our lives, oh God. We thank you and we give you praise. And we give you all the glory and honor that you so rightly deserve. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I have a scripture that I chose for this morning, and it's a scripture that I always read this psalm, and this scripture always touched my heart. And it's Psalm 62, and it's from verse 7. And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. And this is a time when we ought to be pouring out our heart to God and trusting in him for all things at all times. At this point, I would like to open the line for any praise report or any prayer request that anyone has. This is the time now for you to come with your praise report or your prayer request. Anyone with a praise report? Or if you have a prayer request for your family, for your job, for your finance, for health, for well-being, now is the time to take that opportunity to bring it before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
I hear
Lord.
Someone.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Good to hear your voice.
Thank God for each and every one of us that got us here this morning, and for just to realize that it's an opportunity. It's such an awesome opportunity that we can come before the Lord and pour out to him and know that he's our Abba Father, and he wants us to call unto him, and he's waiting with outstretched arms and a listening ear. You know, he doesn't turn his back. He's always there. He's always waiting for us to come to him. And so I consider this an awesome privilege that we could come to him and know that he's waiting to hear us, waiting to hear from us. He was willing to know what we want him to do for us. I thank God this morning. I have a praise report and also a prayer request on yesterday. as most of us know, it's our corporate day of fast. And I'm purposing in my heart and to strive to do it even the more, because sometimes I'm being honest, I'm being very candid, I fail, and I forget, and I would start eating, or sometime during the day, you know, I might have a cup of tea or so, but I purpose in my heart that I'm going to strive this year to truly keep that day of fast. And and even more so because of some personal things that I'm seeking the Lord for His favor about. And so yesterday, right around like about 3 o'clock, I just began to get this terrible headache. And I take care of children, so, you know, they're speaking loud, they're screaming, they're being children, and it was just so agonizing. And I just began to pray. I laid my hands on myself, and I said, Lord, I know You are a healer, and I know that You can do all things. I know this is the work of the enemy. I'm not going to break my heart, because I kept hearing a voice, well, you could drink, just drink maybe, just drink a cup of tea, or maybe just eat a little. And, you know, and I thank God for the strength that He gave me to deny that voice that was trying to help, you know, make me break what I set in my heart to do. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And as I prayed, the headache, it subsided. It didn't go away completely, but it subsided a lot. And by last night, after I broke my fast and all of that, I still felt a little bit, but I just thank God for His strength. He said His strength is made perfect in weakness, and that was a weak moment for me, but I thank God that He gave me His strength, and I was able to complete the entire day of fasting. So I give God glory, and I give Him all of the honor and the praise this morning. This morning, my prayer request is for a young man by the name of Richard Seymour. I met him on Sunday evening at the Goodwill, where we go to worship every second Sunday of the month. A very nice young man. And while we were there, we had asked, you know, anybody to come up who wanted for prayer and, you know, thing. And he came up for prayer. And he was telling us that, first of all, he was so thankful because he said, I'm only 20 years old. And the age for them to be at the Goodwill is 21. He said, but so, you know, he's not supposed to be there. But by the grace of God and God's mercy and His favor, he didn't reach the age. And he said, they told him, okay, they would only allow him to stay for a couple of days. But it's been 3 weeks. And praise the Lord, He is still there. So I thank God for him. But he asked us to lift up his mom in prayer. His mother has some condition. I don't remember the exact name of it. And he himself, he wasn't sure because they said it was one thing and then it was another. But he came up for prayer for his mother. And so I would like us to lift up both himself and his mother in prayer this morning.
Yes,
for her healing and whatever it is that has caused him to be where he is. He seems very repentant. He seems very humble. And I would just like us to lift him up in prayer this morning. His name is Richard Seymour.
Okay, well, we would thank you for that praise report, and we will go right into prayer for Richard. Father God, we thank You for this opportunity one more time to come before Your presence, bringing our petition, bringing our praises, bringing our honor and our glory to You. Father, and at this moment, this morning, we lift up Richard Seymour, wherever he is this morning at the Goodwill Shelter, Father. We bring him before You this morning, Lord. We ask You to forgive him for his sins, Lord. We ask You to cleanse him, Lord. We ask You to cleanse his heart, Lord. Father, we lift up Richard. You know his situation. You know why he's there. You know what he has done, Lord. And we ask You, Lord, to touch him in a most special way. Father, we ask that you take his heart, you open his heart, Lord, and whatever he have heard or whatever he have learned about you, Lord, that you will manifest in his life, that you will show him, Lord, that you will let him know, Lord, that there is hope in you, that you will let him know, Lord, that he is able to turn his life around to you.
Yes.
Father, I pray that you place people around him that is strong in the faith, people around him that is true and that know you and that know a walk with you, Lord, that they will minister to him according to his need, Father. We pray, Lord, that you will lift up this young man. You say, Father, that the young, you bring the young before you because they are young and strong. Father, and we lift up Richard this morning, Lord. Provide for his every need. Grant him favor with you and with man, Lord. We bring his mother before you, Lord. Whatever the situation is, whatever the problem is, Father, whether it is health-wise or other, we ask that you touch her also, Lord, and you give her the faith and the strength to go through whatever sickness or whatever condition that is in her body, Father. We ask that you touch her body right now wherever she is in the name of Jesus, and you heal her, Lord. You provide for her every need. Father, we ask that you will bless her and that you will make her a miracle. You will make Richard a miracle, Lord, that he will go out there, Lord, and profess what you have done for him and that he will lead others unto you, Lord. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name, and we call it done because we know that it is already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And that is what I was just saying, that God is our rock and our salvation. He's our defense. And as Sister Jennifer said, sometimes we have, he said that we shall not be moved. Once we trust in him and we believe, we trust in him at all times, for all things, we cannot be moved. I have a testimony that I am bursting out of my skin to give. I have three brothers back home in Trinidad, and they are not saved. One is mentally ill because of drug use and other things. And we've been praying, my sister, myself, been praying, my mom prayed, God bless her soul, she passed away, and we've been praying for my three brothers. Yes, we've been praying. And that is what I say, you know, the scripture says we should not be moved. As long as God is our rock and our strength, no matter what we see. When you pray for something, no matter what you see, you tell the devil that you know that it is done because God is your rock and your salvation. And last night my sister called me, and anytime my phone ring and I see Trinidad and Trinidad, my heart gets in my mouth because, you know, I always think it's bad news. And she called me last night, and I was like, what's up? She said, after my dad died a couple months ago, to make a long story short, and after my dad died, he had a meltdown. He had a breakdown, and they had to admit him to the mental asylum. He spent like a month there, and last night she called me and told me she went and they released him. And she would like me to talk to him. Usually when I talk to him before, he will ramble all sort of crazy stuff. And last night I spoke to him, and he was so clear and precise. It was like a new person. It was like a new person. He talked to me. He told me he couldn't even remember that he had spoke to me before. He said, it's nice to hear your voice.
Okay.
And I spoke to him, I ministered to him, and he told me he wanted to change his life.
He accepted the Lord, and my sister
take him to live with her. And when I was speaking to him, the Lord told me that this is it. This is it. This is it. And I started praying, I prayed, and I said, devil, this is it. You have to let go of my brother. This is it. Enough is enough. And the Holy Spirit told me, this is it. He is the beginning of a new, this is the beginning of a new life for my brother. My brother is 63 years old. And all his life, he's been on the street. Sometimes he'd be on the street because he is mentally dead. And I just want to thank God for taking Ian and holding on there, because sometimes it was hard. Sometimes I felt like God was not listening. And when I spoke to my brother last night, he sounded like a new man. And I know.
Hallelujah.
And God has answered our prayer.
Hallelujah.
So I want to just let everybody know, everybody who's on the prayer line, if you're praying for your relative, your loved one, who's on drugs, who's mentally ill, do not give up. We've been praying like over 20 years. My brother passed. And I just want to encourage everyone to continue praying for your loved ones. Do not get discouraged. Do not give up. I told my sister, I said, I know the devil is going to show his head now. But I already said, I don't matter what I hear or what I see. I told her, no matter what, it is done. It is done.
Yes.
That is my testimony this morning. Hold on. Do not give up. He is our rock. He is our salvation.
Yes. Put the devil on our feet.
Once you trust in God, you shall not be moved.
Hallelujah.
You shall not be moved.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God this morning for prayers. I know people prayed for me, and as I said, there were times when I wanted to give up, because it seems as the more you pray, nothing happening. But God is depositing every prayer. Every prayer that you pray, God is depositing it in his bank. That's how when you deposit your money, it's there. So I just want to encourage everyone to continue praying for your loved one. This morning I would like also to pray for anybody on the prayer line or anybody who have relatives that you have jobs. I don't know, for some reason I have a burden in my heart for people who are getting problem on their jobs. Like you're working and you are a Christian, and I know it's tough being a Christian on your job and trying to live and trying to walk and trying to do the right thing. I would like someone to lift up jobs this morning. One person in particular I have in my spirit is Sister Vivienne. She now started a new job, and it's a trying job. And she is driving with New Jersey Transit, and with all the storms and all the that's going on out there, is a difficult job, especially for a woman. So I would like someone to lift up jobs, even people who are seeking jobs, that God will lead them to the right job, that God will give them the strength, the knowledge, and the wisdom how to carry about yourself on your job in trying times, in trying situations. Sometimes you're on your job and they want you to do something that you know is not of God, and you have to stand up and stand up with your integrity, with your value, with your Christian value. Sometimes you have to say no, not knowing whether you're going to be fired or what is. But again, you have to trust in God and know that once you do what he wants you to do, he is going to have your back, and he is going to stand in the gap for you. So this morning I would like someone to lift up jobs, and that God will open doors for people who are seeking jobs also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Father, we come to you this morning in no other name, but in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We come to you this morning, Father, thanking you and praising you for jobs. Father, we lift up everyone on this line that is employed and even those that are not employed. Father, we ask that you give them the strength, the wisdom, and the knowledge, the strength that only cometh from you, Lord.
Yes,
to act with integrity, to act with moral, to act with Christian principle in whatever situation come upon the job. Lord, we ask for those in the corporate world that they will seek you to make decisions, seek you, Lord, to do their job in a way that, Lord, it will glorify you and not to glorify man. Father, I know that sometimes we have to make decisions and do things that are not in line with your word. But Father, give us the courage to stand wherever we are, Lord, whether it is in the military, whether it is in the corporate world, whether it is in the education system, the health system, whether it is in ministry for you, Lord. Whatever the job protocol, Father, I ask that you give your people the strength to stand up in this time, Lord, knowing that you are there and you will always be there. Father, you provide us with these jobs. You bless us with these jobs, Lord. And we will praise you. We will thank you for jobs. Father, those who are seeking jobs, I ask that you grant them favor. You open doors that need to be opened. You close doors that need to be closed. You direct them to the job that you want them to be on, Father, and that you would give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to do the job, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Father, we ask that you bless us, that you bless our heart, that we be grateful and we be thankful for the job, that we will do it in honor of you, Lord, that we will do it with a grateful heart, Lord. We will do it, Lord, with you in our mind, Lord, and not do it for the glory of man, but do it for the glory of you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name because we know that through you we can do all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, we went on. Is there anyone else with a prayer request or a praise report?
Hallelujah.
Any request for healing? Any request for, as I pray, for jobs, for your family, your friends, your relatives?
Praise the Lord. Good morning to Jennifer again. I have another prayer request. I would like just pray for God's favor on today, the 11th. Cannot give all the details per se, but I would just like God to move mightily in my favor. Because of certain situations that may occur on today. I just pray for God's favor.
Okay. We will go straight into prayer for that because the time is winding up. Father, we come to you.
Yes, oh God.
In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we lift up Sister Jennifer. You know the situation. You know whatever it is, Lord, and we ask that you grant her favor in this situation. We ask that you open the door that needs to be opened. You close the door that needs to be closed. Father,
yes,
for the strength, the wisdom, and the understanding to deal with this situation, knowing that you are in control and knowing that you are standing in the gap for her in whatever the situation is, Lord. Grant her favor, Lord. Bring her out with the victory, Lord. You speak through her, Lord. You give her the understanding, Lord, to do what does say the Lord. Father, and whatever the outcome of this situation, let her know that you have the last word. You have the last say, and that you are in control, and you would give her the courage to deal with whatever the outcome of this situation, because through you, all things are possible. And we thank you, Lord, for dealing with the situation. We give it over to you, and that she would not have no fear of whatever is going to take place, Lord, because you are in control. We thank you, Lord, for standing in the gap for her. We thank you, Lord, for giving her the strength. We thank you for being her Lord and Savior. We thank you for being her everything.
Yes.
Thank you again, Lord, for taking the situation and have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. I would like to pray for, again, for this young lady, Tammy, Sister Tammy. As we know, she is away in rehab, and we know that, well, I know personally what it is like to be in rehab, because I have had dealings with relatives and friends. It's not an easy thing. It's all okay when they are in rehab because it's a sheltered environment, but the battle is after they come out of rehab. Mm-hmm. And I would like to lift up Tammy in prayer this morning. Father, we lift up Tammy this morning, wherever she is, Lord, wherever she is this moment at this time,
yes,
Father, I ask that you touch her in a special way.
Yes,
touch her, Lord. Guide and protect her. Father, take her in your hand. You promise us that who you put in your hand, no man pluck them on. Father, and I lift up Tammy before you this morning.
Yes,
you know the situation. Father, I pray that you touch her, you cleanse her, you purge her, you bring her out of whatever she's in, Lord, the desire for drugs, the desire for the worldly pleasure. Father, I pray that you give her the strength.
Yes,
that she will follow all the directions that she needs to follow. So that she would be a new person, so that when she come out, Lord, that she will be stronger than when she went in, Lord. That she will be able to face the diversity, that she will be able to face the temptation, that she would be able to yield not to temptation. Lord, you promise her that you will lead her not into temptation and you will deliver her from all evil. And I ask that you look down upon them. Father, she has the heart to serve you. She wants to do it, Lord. But the flesh is weak. The mind is willing, but the flesh is weak. Father, I ask that you touch her. Provide for her every need. Guide and protect her from all dangers seen and unseen. Father, when she come home, surround her with people that would lift her up.
Yes.
Give her the strength, Lord. Take away the desire for the drugs. Take away the desire for the pleasure of the world. Fill that void, Lord. Fill that void that is causing her to want the drugs. Fill that void with your love, Lord, with your peace. Give her the peace that passes all understanding that comes from you, Lord. And I know that she will not forget to give you the honor. She will not forget to give you the glory. Let her be an example, Lord. Let her be a miracle, Lord, of what you can do. Because we know with you all things are possible. Not some things, but all things are possible. And even this situation with Tammy is possible for you to turn her life around, Lord. And thank you, I praise you, Lord. We won't forget to give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We still have a few minutes left. And if anyone have a special prayer request, this is the time. As the psalmist said, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. This is the time. The anointing is on the line. This is the time to bring your prayer request. Father, we thank you.
Thank
you. We praise you. We bless your name. I thank you again, everyone who is on the prayer line this morning. I thank you for your support on behalf of my pastor. I thank you for your support and for your prayers. Continue praying for the prayer line that God will take us to higher heights and deeper depths. Souls are being delivered. I know that there are some people who are the prayer line that don't say anything, but I know God is moving in life, and God is doing a new thing in life, and families are being saved, families are being helped, and as Pastor always said, this is not only a local, this is a global life. And I personally know that this prayer line has benefited me. It is building my prayer life. I have a stronger prayer life. I have more faith, more trust. And if we have no prayer requests or no prayer requests, I would like to for someone to lift up Pastor and pray. He has a meeting this morning that he will be attending in reference to the renovation of our building. So would someone lift up Pastor and also Sister Liz and the ministry, no gospel tabernacle in prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. You are God all by yourself.
Yes, you are.
Oh, God, there is nothing hard, nothing difficult, oh, God, for you. Because with you, all things are possible. God,
yes.
So this morning, we lift up our pastor, Dr. Aubrey Gregory, the shepherd, oh, God, of the North Gospel Tabernacle. We thank you, God, that he is the man that you appointed for this season, for this hour, for this assembly. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for your wisdom that you're imparting to him. Yes, Lord God, that he, Lord God, could go forward, oh God, with the vision for the North Gospel Tabernacle. Lord God, we thank you for him. We pray, oh God, this morning for his strength, spiritually and physically. Yes, Lord God, because we know that his task is not an easy one. But God, we thank you that you are with him. We thank you, God, that you are holding him up, that you are leading him and guiding him. We thank you, Father, that he is remaining under the mighty hand of you. Yes, Lord God, he's submitting himself under your mighty hand. And this morning, oh God, as he goes into this meeting, oh God, regarding our renovations, Father, Lord God, I know that you are with him.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the doors of God, the bush, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are sure
Hallelujah.
You are with him. You
thank you,
him.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Because
God,
he's not going about his business, Lord. He's going about your business. Lord God, today we thank you that you are with him. We thank you, God, that you've given him favor. Yes, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to open the doors that need to open.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, that you're pouring out the blessings. Hallelujah, Jesus. We
thank you,
Father,
Jesus,
God, for your favor. We thank you, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
For your wisdom. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God, for your understanding that you give to him.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, this morning,
Jesus,
that as he meets, oh God, with the persons that are involved, yes, Lord God,
thank
that
you
are working in them, Lord God. You're working through them.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, because you know the situation, Lord God, even before this morning that he would have been meeting with them. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus, we thank you that you already making their minds Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord God, we thank you, Father, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. You are shaping, unfolding. You are already directing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Financially and otherwise, and we thank you this morning, oh God, because you're going to meet every one of our needs. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, for him. We thank you, Lord God, for the victory even on this morning.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give
hallelujah.
You praise, because we know, oh God,
hallelujah.
That it is already done. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Father,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, we stand on your word. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We thank you.
Yes, God.
We praise your name. Hallelujah.
You.
Glory to your name,
yes,
Jesus.
Lift up
hallelujah.
God,
glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for her, Elizabeth Gregory, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift her up before you this morning, oh God. We pray for strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, from the crown of her head, Lord, to the soles of her feet. Mighty God, that you'll touch her right where she is there in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, today we pray for healing, oh God, for our body. We pray for physical strength, Lord God, and we pray for spiritual strength in the name of Jesus. We pray for spiritual and knowledge and understanding that your guidance, oh God, will lead her into all truth by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Continue, oh God, to raise her up in the name of Jesus. Continue to stir up her gifts in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God, this morning, and thank you for her as our first lady. Yes, Lord God, as our matriarch, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God, on her behalf. Father God, for all that you've done for her, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, we know that she is a walking miracle. Hallelujah, Jesus, because they had declared that you wouldn't live. But God, we thank you that you live to see this day. And yes, Lord God, we know that you are with her. We thank you, Lord God, for her. We thank you for her as the wife of our pastor, as his helpmate. We thank you, Lord God, for the strength that you give her, Lord God, because we know sometimes it could be trying, but we thank you, Lord God, that you're keeping her, that you are God guiding her, that you're molding her, Lord, and you're shaping her. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for them. We bless them, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your blessings be upon them, oh God, in their going out and in their coming in, that you cover them under your precious blood, oh God. Grant them, oh God, your traveling mercies, oh God. We declare this morning that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up in judgment, Lord God, that you will condemn it. Oh, God, today we thank you for your hand of protection. Cover their vehicle, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God, as they go about your business, Lord God, from day to day. We pray your blessings and your peace be upon them even right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give you glory and praise.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The line is still open for prayer requests or prayer reports.
I think we're running out of time.
As I said, the anointing is on the line. And if you have a prayer request, now is the time to come forth with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
we are praying to the God of God. We are praying to the Almighty. We are praying to Elohim. He's the God who creates. We are praying to El Shaddai. He's the God of more than enough. We are praying to Jehovah Elohim. He's the Lord my God. We are praying to Jehovah Jireh. He's the God who provides for all our need. We are praying to Jehovah Nisi. He's our banner. He's our victor. We are praying to Jehovah Rophi. He is the God who healed, the Lord my healer. We are praying to Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, the Jehovah Shammah. The God is there. He is our comforter. This
yes.
is the God that we are praying to this morning. This is the God that we are praying to, Jehovah Tishkenu, the
yes.
Lord of our righteousness. This is the God we are praying to. He's an awesome God, and he's the
yes.
God of the impossible. When it seems,
yes,
he's the God of the impossible. When it seems impossible to man, it is possible to him, because he's an awesome God. He's an awesome God, and this morning we are thanking him and we are praising him for all who he is in our life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to come to you this morning. Praying for our nation, praying for our people, praying for America, praying for the world, praying for our community, praying for our ministers and God, praying for the different churches to come together as one, praying for all the ethnic groups to come together as one. This is the time and this is the hour that he said that we have to come together as a people who call on his name, so as to turn from our wicked ways and call on him, and he will heal the land. And this morning we are a people who are turning from our wicked ways and calling on your name, Lord, asking you to heal the land. You have created this earth, Lord, and you have created this earth for you. And we thank you this morning. We praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I would like to close off with a benediction, and it's taken from Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 23. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We could close off with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, as we go out today in our different directions and our different jobs and our different chores and different things that we are about to do, Father, I pray that you go before us, that you guide us and protect us from all danger seen and unseen, that every plan that the enemy has for each and every person on this prayer line and their family and anybody that they represent, that we bring it to naught right now in the name of Jesus. We declare victory. We declare peace.
Yes, oh God.
In Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you cover the children as they go out to school.
Yes,
you cover our vehicles, Lord, as we go up, go on the highways and byways. We cover as we walk the streets, Lord. We cover as we do our different duties today, Father. We lift up our pastor again, Lord. We ask that you order his footsteps. You order our footsteps, Lord. You promise us that the steps of a righteous man is ordered by you, and we ask that you order our footsteps today, Lord.
Yes.
We ask you, Lord, that you will help us through everything that we do, everything that we think, that it would be of you, that it would be glorifying to you, Jesus. We thank you again, Lord, for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for everyone represented on this line this morning. We thank you for giving them the desire to want to wake up early in the morning and to seek you first, Lord, before we go out to do our daily chores and duty. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All glory and honor be to your name, Jesus. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
everyone.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Walk in victory. And remember, be not moved. For God is your refuge and your salvation. Hallelujah. Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone. God bless.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your name, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.